The House Community and Regional Affairs Committee met Saturday to hear public testimony on House Bill 269. The bill would settle a debate over whether distilleries can serve mixed cocktails in their tasting rooms. KTOO's Adeline Baxter was there to hear from both sides about the issue that has divided the state's alcohol industry.
In a packed committee room, nearly 30 people testified Saturday morning on HB 269. Of those who spoke, only three testified against the bill. Two were members of the Alaska Cabaret, Hotel, Restaurant, and Retailers Association, or CHAR, which advocates on behalf of bars. CHAR CEO and President Pete Hansen said the organization supported distillery tasting rooms when they were first established.
We applaud the authors of this legislation for recognizing that there are issues to be worked out with the tasting rooms at distilleries. We still support the concepts that we agreed to in 2014 when we supported that bill.
He's referring to House Bill 309. It allowed distilleries in Alaska to have tasting rooms where customers can sample products, but with limits. They can't have live entertainment or games, and their hours of operation are restricted. They also can't serve customers more than 3 ounces of their product a day. One thing HB 309 did not address was whether non-alcoholic mixers could be used to make cocktails with a distillery's product. Representative Chris Tuck said the new bill would clarify language from the 2014 law. The Anchorage Democrat sponsored both. The mixed drink ambiguity led to the recent 3-1 Alaska Alcoholic Beverage Control Board decision to restrict distilleries from mixing cocktails. Under the new regulation, they can separately provide customers with the alcohol and the mixer, but the customer must make the cocktail themselves. That decision came amid an outpouring of public support for distillery tasting rooms in written testimony. According to Representative Tuck, the original law was intended to prevent distilleries from acting like bars, but Tuck said it was never their intention to restrict cocktails.
I mean, we want the AMCO board to be really regulating non-alcoholic drinks. Their role is alcoholic drinks. I mean, you can't add water to scotch. I mean, do we really want to have people just taking straight shots of alcohol?
The new regulation will take effect 30 days after being signed by the lieutenant governor. A few blocks away from the Capitol on Saturday afternoon, it's business as usual at Amalga Distillery. A customer peruses the menu.
I'll do the hot cider.
Yes.
It's made with their signature gin and apple cider. Co-owner Brandon Howard said it's been hard to plan long-term.
We do like the current regulations. The two-drink limit makes it so that we don't have to deal with public inebriation. We don't have to cut people off. People come in here for a good experience, and it fosters a safe environment.
At the hearing, Representative Dan Sadler, an Eagle River Republican, asked whether allowing distilleries to use mixers will further blur the line between tasting rooms and bars.
So is it your intent bringing this bill forward that there should not be any other further erosion in the distinctions, such that your intent is that there should never be stools to sit down or extended hours or entertainment or anything else that would make a distillery that could also sell mixers into a bar?
Yes, it's actually clarifications because it was never our intent that mixers wouldn't be allowed, non-alcoholic. Our intent was to allow the mixers. The AMCO board seemed to have changed the last 3 years of tradition. And so we're just trying to set the record straight.
Juneau resident Kimberly Metcalf testified against the proposed bill and said there should be restrictions on the number of new distillery licenses in the state.
It's putting established bars at a severe disadvantage when distilleries are selling cheap product at happy hour prices, and happy hours are not allowed in this state. A tasting room should be just that, should be a place where customers can taste the product as it is.
Howard said the public support has been encouraging.
The public preference is incredibly clear, and so it becomes a vote for the will of the people and what the public wants to see. I'm cautiously optimistic.
The Community and Regional Affairs Committee will hold another hearing on HB 269 before voting on the bill. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.